Hi, Rami.
Hi, Taylor.
Welcome to Much Ado About Some Shit, where every week, Rami tries to talk me into watching garbage television by walking me through some amount of a garbage show.
Yeah.
What are we doing, Rami?
We are continuing our garbage with Couple to Thruple, or Couple to Trouble, if you're my phone.
Woo boy, all right.
Yeah, what do you remember of last time?
I fear for the relations.
Yeah.
Of all these people.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sanu, mm-hmm. Am I emphasizing that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sanu is like a polyamory teacher,
coach
instructor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the people she's with probably have a slightly better than average shot.
Sure.
I'm not better than average, ain't much.
Yeah.
When it comes to opening a previously closed relationship.
Yeah.
That's usually not a great sign, but it could work for somebody.
Shit happens.
Somewhere.
Someone.
You know, nothing is an absolute case. There's just odds that it's not great.
Yeah.
But
like 50% of marriages end in divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what happened with Dylan, Lauren, and Becca?
They be fucking?
They be fucking.
Okay.
How about Corey Wilder and Denise?
They do not be fucking.
I feel like I'm giving you like a pop quiz.
And I'm failing.
No, it's not that you're failing. It's just that the material
after class
is ridiculous. And that some of the answers to this are they do be fucking.
So do they be fucking?
Corey Wilder and Denise do not be fucking.
Okay. They do not be fucking.
Not
I seem
be
to
fucking.
Remember an impassioned speech about Corey.
Wilder's
appearance.
Yeah.
But if you want to see the full thing, check out our Patreon.
Patreon.
Much Ado Some Shit. Bloopers and highlights, baby.
Taylor's on it. And then how about Ramon, Ashmal, and Jonathan?
They're there too.
Any no thoughts?
I think I was slightly more optimistic for them, and by slightly more optimistic, I mean, like, greater than 0%.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
I'm
using these terms like better chance and things. The starting point's still real low. It's like on the ground. So
it's
don't.
It's like negative 10.
Yeah, don't. Exactly. Don't take that as, yeah, I think they're going to make.
No.
No, I really don't think anybody's going to get out of this unscathed. So I was slightly optimistic for them in that they were thinking about the relationship before sex, which seemed good for a thruple rather than a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
And they agreed on the dude they picked.
Yes.
And they all looked pretty happy in that picture, so that good for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to hear about its downfall?
Okay.
Anyway. so everyone wakes up after the matchup ceremony where mm-hmm. they all pick their third.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
That's nice.
All right.
And then we get a challenge led by Shamira. She's the relationship coach who is guiding them through.
She's the host.
Ish.
Okay.
There's often like a host with these relationship ones. There's someone who guides them through like the games, the sessions, the challenges that they do. There's not a good word.
Yeah.
For this.
I hate all of it. Okay.
Yeah. The challenge is about boundaries.
The challenge of boundaries.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
So the way that this works is that one person in the couple gets stimulated by their third while the other person in the couple watches.
Okay, so this jumped straight to sex stuff.
No, not entirely. So I couldn't think of a good word. Stimulated was the only... Because there's different ways to stimulate.
Yeah, The inflection you used implied.
No, so it starts out, so there's three phases of this little challenge session.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is verbal. So like with Sean, Brittany, and Sanu, Sanu is, so like for this challenge specifically, Sean is in the hot seat.
Okay.
So Sean is just going to sit in a chair. Brittany is going to watch Sean sit in a chair.
Okay.
And Sanu is going to like be next to Sean and be like, oh my God, your eyes are so pretty. Like, I really like them. This morning when we were, you know, cuddling, I really liked that. That sort of thing.
Okay.
The second portion is touching. So Sanu is going to touch Sean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
While Brittany watches.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is kissing. So Sanu is going to kiss Sean while Brittany watches. Now, part of this challenge is that each thruple comes up with a safe word, and anybody can say the safe word at any point.
Okay.
And then, you know, the couple in the challenge who aren't watching is going to stop.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like whenever you're uncomfortable with something.
Yes.
You're going to use your safe word. Okay. So round one, verbal.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody uses the safe word.
Sure.
Second round, touching. Cora uses it.
Oh, so they're all going.
Yes.
All of the couples are.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They're all going at these rounds. So Cora is the first person to use a safe word. Cora is watching Denise touch Wilder.
Mm-hmm.
And Cora says, nope, stop. Stop. Okay. And they stop.
That's good. They do stop.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Cory and Wilder regretted the second they came on the show. Or at least Cory did.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. But I mean, it's also good, like, obviously, I think this is something that should be talked about prior to it happening.
Probably.
But, like, it should have happened prior, but, like, this isn't necessarily a bad thing to not do, but it's not a bad thing to talk about before, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, finding out where you're comfortable and things is important.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I've been seeing regrets from her.
Yeah.
From the get-go here a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I would not disagree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
All right. So, Cory uses it during that. And Ramon, Ashmal, and Jonathan. Jonathan is verbally stimulating, touching, and kissing Ashmal.
Okay.
During this. And Ramon is watching Ashmal be interacted with by Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
Ashmal uses their safe word in the touching round.
Okay.
Because he can feel Ramon's energy shift.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get that. Like, he's trying to be okay with it, but isn't.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Well, and I guess, so part of what's happening with this, too, is, like, Ashmal can see Ramon.
Right.
And Ramon is not looking at Ashmal.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashmal is like, okay, you're not making eye contact with me. Something's off.
Yep. That's
so
very in tune of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So he, you know, uses the safe word and stops.
I'm gonna generalize here. I think the third in these situations is not going to be the problem.
No.
They're not going to be the one with emotional baggage.
No.
Or relationship issues, because they just got here.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Mostly not.
Yeah.
Unless you get a fucking wild card grenade thrown in, which can happen.
Yeah.
Some people are wild card grenades.
Yeah. It do be like that.
It do be like that.
Then, so they're about to start the kissing round.
Mm-hmm.
Cora uses the safe word before it even starts.
Nope.
She's like, nope.
Not ready for that.
And we get a little confessional from Wilder.
Mm-hmm.
About, well, and Cory separately.
Yeah.
Corey is like, boundaries have been crossed and it started with kissing.
Mm.
And Wilder admits to it. He's like, yep, I crossed some boundaries once and it started with kissing. So I totally get why she's like, nope, we're not even going to start.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yep. It's fun.
I mean, on one level, I get it too, because it's like, I feel like we're skipping the dating stage with these third people.
Absolutely.
And that's wild to me. Because it's just like, okay, now you're in an established relationship. Act like you've been here the whole time. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
We're sharing beds. We're kissing. It's like, who are you?
Right? Yeah.
Like, I just got here. What the fuck?
Right. I'm not trying to shame Becca or shame women for just like taking their tops off in front of anybody. But that is why I was a little surprised why she was just like free boobing it immediately.
I mean.
But that's me.
Yeah.
That's a hang up of mine.
Sure.
That being said, there are some times I'm like, I wish I had friends who I could just, you know, be in my bra and panties and that's fine.
Yeah. I guess I wouldn't be bothered. Like if I was starting to see someone and they were in my house and then they just like removed their top and were still just hanging.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like, oh, I guess they're comfortable. That's nice.
Maybe it's because like, so in this sort of thruple situation, it would be me and my husband and some girl coming in and taking her shirt off.
Okay.
I'd be a little like, ooh.
Oh.
And I'm not, and I am not a polyamorous person. I'm very monogamous. Like, that is mine. There's been times where I'm like, I don't want you to walk that girl to her car. I know that you're just being nice, but like, I want you to be with me.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe that's probably just my
That's absolutely thing. Fair. Because so. I guess when I'm envisioning this scenario, it's like maybe an individual I've recently started dating and we're comfortable enough that that's a thing. Like,
If I wasn't married,
but I'm
sick.
Yeah, but I'm not, like, I don't have a long established partner that I'm including in this make believe scenario.
Yeah.
So I can see that being a perspective difference because I am also a monogamous little soul with a little heart that would be hurt. Yeah. So,
So,
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
During the kissing round, Ashmal uses it at the very end, which kind of upsets Ramon.
Ramon, he used it on your behalf in the last round. You can use it too, guy.
Right?
Like, don't make him do all the heavy lifting here.
Right? Honestly, during the rounds when they were going, I was like, wait, so is it only the third person, like, who's watching this happen? Are they the only ones that can do it? Like, I feel like Ashmal should be able to.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy that that was the case.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ramon, you are allowed to speak up for yourself, and
if something's this is a test to see how you react when something's bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
And you failed.
Yeah.
You failed the test.
Yeah.
Because you were supposed to be like, stop, I'm uncomfortable with this. And then it's like, okay, we're assessing boundaries here.
Yeah.
You can't lie on your boundary assessment test.
Right. Which is where I think
that does not
Sean, Brittany, and Sanu also kind of fell a little short, because Brittany kind of took this as like a, oh, I'm going to prove to you that none of this bothers me.
Okay, yeah. No, it's okay that it bothers you to start.
Yeah.
But the idea is you build the relationship and you understand that both of those people are your person.
Uh-huh.
Persons.
Yeah.
People.
Peoples.
both of those people are your people, so it's like not watching your partner and someone else. It's your partner and your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And getting to that has got to be a mental shift.
Yeah.
So it's okay to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's not
It's uncommon. Not a challenge.
Yeah. So Ramon is upset about the challenge.
Okay.
Ashmal tries to talk to Ramon, but Ramon is doing that thing where he's like, I'm fine. I'm cool. Everything's cool. I'm fine.
Yeah, they're not going to make it.
No. We'll see. So because Corey was the first one to use a safe word, Corey, Wilder, and Denise win a solo thruple date.
Okay.
Which goes really well. This is basically to, you know, strengthen their bond a little bit more.
Yeah.
So that, you know, Corey can be a little more comfortable.
Sure.
With having a third person in her relationship.
Yep.
The rest of the couples get to have dinner with their second choice thirds.
Now that's fascinating.
Uh-huh.
I thought we were acting like the thirds you threw in were had been there the whole time, what with the bed sharing and the kissing.
There's so many weird things about this. Because also, our first matchup ceremony is just going to be that. Our first matchup ceremony. It's not going to be our only matchup ceremony.
What?
Yeah. So they can switch out partners. So if Corey and Wilder are like, yeah, Denise, we ain't feeling you. Kick rocks. We want Colleen. They can do that.
This isn't going to go well.
No.
There's no scenario in which this works out.
No.
Holy shit. Okay.
The host also has been like, you know, you might leave the house, you know, with a third person and be in a throuple. You might leave this house just the two of you as you came in. Or
you might leave
your person. Which feels very high stakes to Dylan and Lauren for me because they've been married for... They've been together for like 7 years and they've been married for like 5. Yeah.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
But they did sign up for this show, so it tells me they felt something was lacking. I feel like another person probably wasn't the thing.
No.
But.
Well, maybe another person, another third person, a therapist.
Oh, yeah. 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 That might have been the one.
Yeah.
But no, the. We overshot that one.
Yeah. Also, you get to go live in a villa for a number of weeks, and you get paid.
That is nice. People do quit their jobs.
And a third person to be fucking, so.
Yeah. People do quit their jobs to be on these shows.
That's fucking wild to me.
Well, how are you gonna, like, oh, sorry, boss, I gotta take 5 weeks off.
Yeah.
We're in the States. We don't get that shit. We don't even get 2 weeks most of the time. Send help. Anyway.
Yeah. The rest of the couples have dinner with their second choice thirds.
Okay.
Sanu and Becca both get worried that they're just going to be left in the dust.
Aw.
Becca especially feels like Dylan is here for the wrong reasons. Mm. And he just wants two hot girls on his arm.
Yeah, I didn't expect everyone would be here for the right reason.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the right reason is in this case.
Most of them I don't feel like... Okay, so from what I've seen of Dylan and Lauren, it does very much seem like Dylan just wants a permanent threesome.
Mm.
Lauren has expressed, too, that she feels like Dylan is more interested in the sexual aspect.
Yeah.
But Lauren is really happy with Becca and is, like, feels a very strong connection with her.
I mean, look, Dylan can do whatever he wants. Lauren, you could get somebody to bitch about Dylan with.
True.
Or you could just go be gay together.
Yeah, there's always that. You know, Sean and Brittany have expressed that they want someone to bring an emotional aspect to their relationship.
That's still such a terrifying sentence.
Yikes.
That's not good. That's not a good sign, y'all.
No. And Ramon and Ashmal have said, you know, they can't pick a movie, decide on a movie together. So, you know, they can definitely pick a person. And Corey and Wilder are odd to me. They have, you know, alluded to the fact that they have had experiences with threesomes, not necessarily a throuple.
That's very different.
Yes. So maybe it's just they're here about Corey testing, you know, trust boundaries or some shit.
If there have been boundaries crossed in the past.
Yeah.
And it was related to kissing.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like she done got cheated on. You can be a polyamorous and a monogamous person together, but if you have agreed to a closed relationship, that does not make it okay.
Yeah.
I feel like, and this is just my impression here, feels like Wilder may have, like, been unfaithful and then was like, no, I'm actually just polyamorous. You gotta open with, if you want, you, but don't repress me, or something.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, there's plenty of ethical polyamorous people.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes dude just be being like, oh, I'm polyamorous, babe. You can't stop this dick.
Yeah. sometimes people are just assholes.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't consider him a representative of the polyamorous community.
No, at this moment.
Don't worry about that. But I do consider him potentially a giant dick.
So I should also, I guess I didn't explain Corey and Wilder kissing situation as well as I should have.
Okay.
At dinner
with
the thruple.
Yes.
Corey opens up about that experience, and what it was is Corey and Wilder were having a threesome with this gal. Corey left the room to go to the bathroom. She came back and they were kissing, and she was not expecting them to continue without her.
I mean, the scenario I did invent was entirely invented, to be fair. I was just sharing.
That's fair. Well, and but I didn't give all of the information.
So fair. That. It's just, you know, doesn't bode well, guys.
No.
Doesn't bode well.
No.
But that's, yeah, if a previously closed relationship opens, it's usually death throes. An already existing open relationship can do just fine, but opening it, it's just not the best idea.
I know my view of it is fairly small, but in what I have seen, when I've seen couples open up their relationship, it doesn't go well. So.
Yeah. Doesn't mean somebody somewhere isn't making it work, but the odds are not in your favor.
At dinner with the couples and the second choice singles, the couples start talking about the challenge, and Ashmal talks about Ramon's energy shift, and it's real awkward. Ramon is, like, not happy with this being brought up, and it's very evident. So they go and have a private conversation that pretty much goes nowhere, and poor Ramon, Ashmal, and Jonathan all go to bed feeling really awkward. There's a fun little, like, it's very obvious that Ramon did that thing of, like, I'm going to bed. So he's in the bed first, then Ashmal just, like, corpse lays there, and then Jonathan finally rolls into bed with them.
Just like, I don't have another place to sleep.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's sad and unfortunate. It's the next day.
Uh-huh.
Ashmal literally breaks down in front of Ramon and is like, you're mad at me, and I know that you're mad at me, but I'm not exactly sure why you're mad at me.
Right.
I can't, like, we can't fix this unless you talk to me about it.
Right.
And you tell me what's wrong.
Right.
And in a little confessional, Ashmal, so Ramon, like, responds to that and is like, okay, like, you know, blah, 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 this is it, this is how we fix it. And Ashmal is like, Ramon is finally realizing that I have feelings.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's a yikes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that's fun.
How long have they been together?
Since COVID. Yeah. So it probably filmed in 2023, so they've been together for 3 years-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're just realizing it now!
Yeah.
Yikes.
But Ramon, like, finally gets it and is like, okay, you know, we have to talk about this. I know that I need to be a little bit more vulnerable. It takes me a little bit more time, but maybe I need to speed that process up a little bit.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Like, fucking communicating.
Talk to your partner.
Yeah.
It's absolutely wild how that changes so much for the better.
Yeah. Just, like, nobody's a fucking mind reader, no matter how well they know you. No one can read your mind. Jesus fucking Christ. Don't make them try.
Sanu talks to Sean and Brittany because she's feeling a little, like, forgotten, a little left out.
Sure.
And maybe, like, she's not right for them, maybe.
Sure.
But once she uses the word dehumanizing,
oh,
Brittany, like, shuts down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Sanu tries to talk to Brittany later in front of everyone else.
Oh.
Like, they're literally, a bunch of them are hanging out by the pool. Brittany is sitting right next to Wilder, and Sanu comes up to her and is like, hey, I just really want to talk about this. It's weird. It's very weird. And Brittany is, like, still not having it. She's like, yeah, I don't want to talk about this.
So how explain the dehumanizing thing so, a bit more.
Sanu feels like more of an object for Sean and Brittany than a partner.
Okay.
Feels more like just a person there, a thing there than
yeah.
An active partner.
Okay. And Brittany didn't want to hear it.
Brittany, well, as soon as it's really hard to say, but as soon as dehumanizing got mentioned, Brittany just like couldn't.
Okay. Well, that's not
great. Not a great sign.
No.
So.
They wanted somebody to bring the emotional element. Mm-hmm. But the second somebody is sharing their emotions, they don't listen.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what they want is a counselor. They only want somebody to tell their emotions to.
Yeah.
They don't want somebody with their own emotions.
No.
That would be ridiculous.
No.
Oh, Sanu.
Yeah. That's a yikes.
That there. One yike.
Then we have the white party mixer. This is where all of the singles come back.
Okay.
And the couples, they do this dumb necklace thing. Each couple both gets like a certain color necklace. And there's a third necklace for each couple. And they have to bestow that necklace upon a different single.
Oh.
Not their chosen, their current third.
Oh.
But a different
single. That... What the fuck is this?
It's not necessarily like a, we give you this necklace, now you're our third.
Uh-huh.
It's a, we want to get to know you better.
Sure, but still.
Still, it's not great.
They made it as like, they made it ceremonial.
Yeah.
Jesus it's fucking weird. Christ. All right.
So Dylan and Lauren automatically go to Mia.
Okay.
Mia was their second, third choice.
Okay.
Second choice for third.
Yeah.
Becca, Jonathan, and Sanu are all talking, and Becca says, like, yeah, I knew that they were going to pick Mia to get to know better, and, like, just take Mia. They can have her. Mm. Sanu and Becca are like, how are you feeling, Jonathan, in your relationship? And Jonathan is like, if what their relationship looks like yesterday, I don't want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely fair.
Yep. It was... Something that absolutely did not have to be a problem became an entire uncomfortable evening.
Day and night and
that
morning.
That led to one of the people in the relationship breaking down.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's not a great time.
Ramon, this didn't have to be anything.
No.
And you made your partner cry over it.
Yeah.
That's shit. And you have to learn to communicate. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's bad.
When things that don't have to be a fight are made into it like a whole day affair, yeah. I get so mad.
That's fair.
Ugh. Anyway.
Sanu admits that she told Brittany and Sean that she wishes she was their second choice.
Interesting.
So one of the ways that Sanu is feeling right now is she feels like a plaything. This is their first doll.
Yeah.
And so they're going to ram it into the ground.
Yeah, they're going to wreck it and then throw it away and forget about it.
Yeah.
Weird Barbie.
Yeah. Sanu doesn't want to be that.
No.
She wants to be part of the unit.
Yep.
And so she feels like it would have been better for Sean and Brittany to have picked somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That sucks.
So Wilder and Corey want to get to know Darian more.
Okay.
So Wilder asks Sean if it's okay to choose Darian as their get-to-know-them-better person because Sean and Brittany have been pretty open about, like, Darian is one of their, like, picks. Yeah. Makes their top five.
Sure.
And Sean is like, that's cool. Like, we'll go with the flow, whatever. But as soon as Wilder and Corey choose Darian, Brittany gets really upset about it. She's like, yeah, that's fine. But like, Sean, why wouldn't you talk to me about it first? Which on one hand I get because like you should talk to your partner.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, like you snooze, you lose.
I mean, I'm laughing because their communication's so bad.
Yeah.
This is not good. All right.
Yeah, it's real bad. So then Sean and Brittany choose Peach to get to know better.
Okay.
Then all the singles leave. So it's the end of the night. So we're basically just getting a feeling of how each couple and throuple feels. Mm-hmm. Wilder and Corey want to get to know Darian, but they don't want to kick Denise to the curb.
Right.
Jonathan is feeling really awkward mm-hmm. and isn't sure about his place in the throuple and
yeah.
thinks this is more for them.
Oh, yeah.
And they're forgetting about him.
I don't think most of these couples are recalling that they are bringing in a third partner.
Yeah.
Not a therapist, not a plaything. You're trying to bring another partner in.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
And these are all people who, like, they have not experienced emotional polyamory.
Yeah.
They've fucked another person together.
Right.
And that's it.
They're all just so bad at communicating mm-hmm. that I'm like, you can't communicate with one person. How the fuck are you going to communicate with two?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, that all sounds right. like a nightmare.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's fun. And what's also fun, Becca is nowhere to be found in Dylan and Lauren's bedroom at bedtime.
Oh.
Yeah.
She opted out, huh?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh,
she's
suspense.
Just gone. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd peace out, probably.
Fair enough.
But I wouldn't be here to start with.
Yeah, there's that.
So.
Yeah.
Well.
That's the episode, baby. How are you feeling?
Got a lay down day, Raven.
It's a lay
I'm not
down
gonna
day.
Lie.
Shit.
Oh my gosh. Just the
shit.
The issues in the relationships are becoming so apparent. And then they're
yeah,
shoehorning
no.
a third person who's like, I just got here. Why are you dumping all this emotional baggage on me? And also, I'm not allowed to feel feelings. Hot damn.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
It also, just like, I don't see how bringing a couple who have never been in a polyamorous relationship and throwing a third person in can go well. Like, they're not going
fun
to be
fun for views.
Well, yeah,
that's why.
Yeah,
that's all this is.
Yeah. Don't ruin my fun. In my opinion, I understand that the singles are not super happy with this, but what can you expect?
I mean, well, yeah, people signed up for this show because their marriages are failing.
And only one of these people are married. Couples are married.
Their relationships are failing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you don't want to jump onto a sinking ship.
No. You're just there to add more weight so it can sink faster.
Exactly. Yeah. All this is breakup speed run simulator.
Hell yeah.
Thanks so much for watching, everybody.
Special thanks to our patrons.
Emma, Florence, and Meg. Thanks so much, guys. We appreciate you. We appreciate everyone for listening and watching. Check out our socials. They're all much ado some shit. Our Patreon, too. We really appreciate the support. And we will see you all next week.
Bye! Bye.